This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Oh, let's finish your day with a little bit of music. Callbox is an eclectic three-piece band with Victoria Boyington on vocals and acoustic guitar. Jimbo is the war guitarist on a 14-string war guitar. And Dylan Soto is on drums and sings backup vocals. They were just debating whether Dylan was actually just 8 years old when the band started. And Victoria and Jimbo are married, and they're celebrating their 10th wedding anniversary, which I noticed was about when the band started. So let's jump into the story here. Sure. How did this all happen?
Sure. Oh, you guys point to me. So when Jimbo and I got together, I was pulled into another band arrangement that he had, and I was told that they needed somebody to write vocals. Oh, you know, vocal lines.
Not sing
and
them,
lyrics.
Just write them?
Yeah, like, you know, sing them and write
the
lyrics to the music that he had already created. And so I listened to his music and immediately I knew I wanted to be part of whatever he was doing. But then when we met each other, it was pretty much on. Like, we've been together ever since then.
Mm. Yeah.
Congratulations
Thank you.
So Dylan?
Yes.
Really? You were just 8 years old 10 years ago?
Yeah, I am currently 18. I just graduated from Gregory High School. They found me playing at something called Modstock in Modesto right before my freshman year of high school. And I knew about the band because I knew about the war guitar instrument. I had seen it multiple times. And she had walked up to me and asked me, hey, do you want to audition for this band and be in it? And I was like, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's been 5 strong years since.
Well, the war guitar is sort of a secret weapon for your band, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I know there are a couple people who are well known for playing war guitar nationally, but how many people do play it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like,
probably
is it hundreds?
A lot of,
is it thousands? Is it?
It's definitely in the hundreds for sure. Yeah. In this area, though, I'm not aware of too many. I know of a couple people that are somewhat kind of local, but nobody's doing it in the way that we're doing it. Most people who play the war guitar approach it more from a solo standpoint, a soloist or an individual playing by themselves, performing by themselves, and not so much in a band setting.
Let's describe yours, then we'll listen to some music and see if people can hear the difference. Because a war guitar can have, as I understand, anywhere between 7 and 14 strings.
Yes, here we are.
You can tap it or strum it. Mm-hmm. So what do you play and how do you play it?
Well, the model that I play is the phalanx model, and that's the 14 string. That's the kind of the big boy of them all. It has 7 guitar strings on it for your right hand and 7 bass strings on it for your left hand. And what that allows me to do is be able to take on 2 roles and play guitar and bass at the same time, which is a unique kind of a thing for us. When you look at it on stage and you hear all the sound that's coming out of the band and there's only 3 people up there, it's really quite amazing. But the war gives us that opportunity to be able to play whatever we want with just 3 people.
Let's listen to a song from the new EP, Tongue Tied. In fact, we're going to listen to Tongue Tied, and you're going to hear Victoria on acoustic guitar and vocals. I think Dylan and Tongue Tied, you're on drums and some backing vocals. So listen closely for that 14-string war guitar. All right, tell me about that song.
All right, so the interesting thing about that song is that 2 days before we went into the studio, we needed another song, and we needed it to be upbeat, mm-hmm. and Dylan had this guitar riff, and I was like, okay, well, let's try it, and we tried it, and within that two-day period, we wrote that song.
Yeah.
So you wrote all the music, the lyrics, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, all
you must have a pretty good synergy between you to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's interesting because... it's interesting for me anyway, it's just because there's such a gap in generation, but we connect as if we're all the same age and everything. And when I brought the riff to the table, it was so easy. All Jimbo had to do was say, okay, we're going to put this here and put that there to go with her lyrics, because she already had some lyrics written, and then it just matched the song. And it was just a really easy.
Fast. Yeah, it was fast. Effortless.
We worked together very effortlessly.
I expected maybe there'd be some more intricate fingering or something more complicated in the sound of the war guitar.
Well, that's like, again, that's kind of the trick with the war guitar, is when you see the instrument and you see the way that it's being played, already you know something's different. But when people are when we're playing a show and people have their backs to us, you know, at a bar or whatever, and they hear the band going, and then they turn around and they see this really strange instrument, yet the music sounds just like a regular guitarist and a bass player is playing it. That, to me, is the real test of the instrument, is to, because when you see it, you're immediately going to expect some weird sounds, weird tones, odd time signatures, and all that good stuff. But really, it's just, man, it sounds like a guitar and a bass, and that's really cool, and it works, and that works for us, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
Do you play it, Victoria, yourself ever?
Oh, goodness,
I've tried to get her.
Yeah. I've worn it.
Yeah. He tries to get all of us to play it.
Yeah, when I get the other one, I'll have two, and then I'll have to force her to play the other one.
Yeah, he gets another one in December. So we did make the purchase of a new one, and yeah. He's having that customized and made right now.
Yeah, because
so.
They're totally customized. You pick the woods, you pick the tuning, the way you want your electronics, and all that.
So that'll have a slightly different sound than the one you have now. Will you keep both and use both?
I picked different woods on purpose to get a different contrast. The one that I have is a real dark sound, real warm, and I really enjoy that. But I wanted something that kind of cut through the band a little bit more. So I went with like maple woods and stuff like that, walnut and stuff.
Let's listen to a little bit more music. This is from Callbox, from the new EP called Tongue Tied. This is a song titled Pretty on the Outside. So Callbox has shows October 18th at Woodbridge Uncorked in Lodi, October 19th at the Mariposa Hideout Saloon, October 25th in Oakdale, the Most Wanted Wine Bar. November 1st brings them back around to Woodbridge Uncorked. And your shows are long, right, Victoria?
Yeah, they're between 3 to 4 hours. It just depends on the venue.
Okay, we'll post a link. You're also playing Whiskey a Go-Go?
Yes, we
in
are.
In Hollywood?
Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
It'll
you. Be our second
our
time
second
there.
Time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dylan, that's kind of heady stuff at 18.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The first time we played there in July, I'm going to admit that I did kiss the stage. because some of my favorite musicians ever played on that stage. And I just grew up always wanting to play on that stage.
Did you have musical parents?
Neither of my parents play music. However, my dad has always had a passion for drumming. And he kind of likes to say that's where I got it from. I probably wouldn't even be a drummer if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't be who I am without him. And he's really motivation.
It's really great to thank your parents like that.
Absolutely.
And look over across the table at your other set of parents here.
Yeah. Yeah, really. Yeah.
We spend that much time together. Yeah, honestly.
The family has kind of become intertwined and everybody becomes family, and it's truly a wonderful experience.
Congratulations on the new EP. It is Tongue Tied. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The 10-year anniversary.
Thank you.
We're going to close out with just a little bit more music. That is Call Box. All kinds of information on the website. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Victoria Boyington, Jimbo, and we also have Dylan Soto. That's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Enjoy a little bit more music, and thanks for joining us.